Hey there, sports history fan. Arnie Chapman here from the Sports History Network. Now, before you jump into this episode, I wanted to share with you an exciting giveaway we have going on with Home Field Apparel. We have a digital $50 gift card to homefieldapparel.com for one lucky fan of the Sports History Network. All you got to do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways to sign up. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways.
In this episode of the podcast, we have a substitution rule from the 1890s and a great quarterback from Boston College that we're going to remember on his birthday, and it's all coming up in just a moment. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we're podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron, one day at a time. So with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying us with the tunes, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and welcome once again to the Pigpen. Because today we're going to go into the football history headlines and birthdays of Hall of Famers for this May 10th edition of the podcast. And let's get right at it, because May 10th, 1890, Rules Convention put in place that an injured player removed from the game could not return to the contest. Players were getting injured, but they were still staying on the field when they should have been getting treated by medical staff. That's because of this rule, because once they left the game, they couldn't return to it. Note, this was, of course, eventually overturned. It was almost like the modern baseball substitution rule, where you can't come back onto the field once you've been replaced as a replaced player. There was a substitution rule that lasted until about 1941, where the players could be substituting for during that game, but unlike today's rules, they could not return to the game in the same period or intermission that they left in. That's the way that the Spalding's NCAA rulebook of 1933 read. When they did return, they had to report to the umpire prior to replacing another player. So players leaving the field for whatever reason had to be real careful, because you know they could not return. So for instance, if you left in the first quarter of the game, you could not return in the first quarter because of injury. You had to wait till the second quarter and then report to the umpire and get his permission to come back in. Just kind of an odd rule, seems very foreign to the way we play football now of having free substitution. But remember, that didn't come in till the early 1940s, just before World War I. 1941, I believe, was the exact year it came in, to have free substitution just like we have now. And remember, we've talked about this before, what that did, because before you had the single platoon, you were out there the whole 60 minutes of the football game. Then, you know, that was in both the college and the pro game. Then in 1941, when that free substitution rule came in, that's when you started seeing two platoons. You'd have offensive, defensive specialists, special team specialists. It gets into what you have today. Now you have sub packages coming in for, you know, defenses and offenses, and you know, changing formations and personnel on a constant basis almost. So, you know, quite a different rule back then. But that injury rule, I'm glad they waived it soon in the 19th century, so it didn't come into today's game. Now let's get to a birthday of a Hall of Famer. May 10th, 1917, Montreal, Quebec. Charlie O'Rourke, the Boston College quarterback from the 1938 season all the way through the 1940 season, was born. The media labeled him Chuck and Charlie because with O'Rourke, the passing lanes were always open. O'Rourke was one of the most clever tailbacks the game has ever known, bringing a twinkle to the eyes of the young head coach named Frank Leahy, and leading Boston College to a 9-1 record in the 1939 regular season campaign. And the Eagles had their very first bowl invitation that year. The footballfoundation.org shares that the Eagles lost to Clemson by the score of 6-3 in that 1940 Cotton Bowl contest, but the wily triple threat O'Rourke would not be denied applying some damage to the scoreboard. It was then Chuck and Charlie's senior season that he led the Eagles to a 10-0-0 record and inspired the Boston College 11 to come from behind victory 19 to 13 victory over the powerful Tennessee squad in the Sugar Bowl. However, O'Rourke's career shining moment probably took place earlier that season. That particular game was a match made in heaven and easily would have been the game of the week if played in the modern era. The Eagles were set to tangle with a previously unbeaten Georgetown Hoyas, a game that Grantland Rice claimed was the greatest college football game I've ever seen. Boston College was clinging to a 19-16 lead with 2 minutes remaining when on fourth down, O'Rourke raced back to his end zone, eluding tacklers for almost a full minute before taking a safety. Then he punted the BC out of trouble and preserved a 19-18 victory. Risky indeed, but talk about adding drama to a game. Charlie earned All-American status in 1940. The National Football Foundation selected Charlie O'Rourke for entrance into the College Football Hall of Fame in 1972. And after his collegiate playing days were over, Charlie had a pro football career with the Chicago Bears, the Los Angeles Dons, and the Baltimore Colts in 1942 and then from 42-6 to 49. He did spend some time in the war. He later coached football at the University of Massachusetts from 1952 to 1959. And somewhere in that busy schedule, he even served as a commissioner of the Pop Warner League, the national organization of junior football teams. So truly, he really contributed to football on the collegiate, the pro, and at the lower level scale for the juniors out there running the Pop Warner League. That is no small feat. And we really appreciate what Charlie O'Rourke, for the game of football. He really was a big contributor. And can you imagine that? Running around for over a minute in a play, taking a minute off the clock. That's unbelievable. That really had to be something to see, because I can't even imagine how you could do that with the defense bearing down on you. That's very risky, but effective. Probably wouldn't work so much in today's game with some of the speedsters we have out there in the scheme of the defenses. But we want you to make sure that you check out sportshistorynetwork.com, because there we have some great podcasters over on Sports History Network. You know all about When Football Was Football with Joe Ziemba, Pigskin Past with Joe Zagorski, The Football History Dude with Arnie Chapman, Yesterday Sports with Mark Mortier. Of course, we have Football is Family with Jeremy McFarland, and Hello Old Sports with the brothers Dan and Andrew Newman, Football Attic with John Gidley, and Truly the Goats with Oz Davis, and how about Tommy Phillips with Lombardi Memories? That's a great show. And Warren Rogan with his Sports Forgotten Heroes, The Football Odyssey with Aaron Harris, and The History of College Football, hosted by Jay Abramson, and Dana Augustern with his Historically Sports, and Basketball 101 with Rick Liuza. Just some great podcasts there, and we have many more coming on board all the time, and make sure you check some of those out, including Jamie Furness with What's the Score, a great show from across the pond over in Europe. He does a great job of talking about some really unheard of sports like curfball. It's just a great program, just like all those are. But these are some great, talented podcasters, and they really need you to listen to them, because they have got the Sports History Network really, truly becoming the headquarters of sports yesteryear, and that's what it's all about. So hours of entertainment, days of entertainment, if you want to binge listen, make sure you check them out. Also, check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, as you can go and see on our powerful Earl2Go powered search engine on our front page of pigskindispatch.com. You can look up just about anything with pertaining to the game of American football, and you should have some results come up from either on pigskindispatch.com or one of our partners on the Sports History Network's podcasts, or on their websites if they have them. We just have a great bit of information there, great database that we're building there, and we want to share it with you. So make sure you check that out, and look for our bonus editions, because we are putting out 10 to 11 different podcasts every week just from the Pigskin Dispatch. And then with all the other podcasts coming on Sports History Network, you're in the dozens and dozens of podcasts that are coming out each week. And like I said, it's growing every day. So make sure you get on that, ride that that wave soon, and there's always time for binge listening, both on Sports History Network and on pigskindispatch.com/podcast. You'll see all of our 280-some podcasts is what it's up to right now. We'll be hitting that 300 number here in the next week or so, and we're excited about that. And we're excited to have you listening to us each and every day. So until tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day.
The 2021 Professional Football Researchers Association Convention will be held at the Gold Jacket Lounge at the Pro Football Hall of Fame during the final weekend of June. Convention speakers will celebrate the 100th anniversary of the founding of the NFL. The fee for the convention is $50 for members and $100 for non-members. The fee includes admission to the convention and Pro Football Hall of Fame, meals on Friday evening and Saturday afternoon, and free parking. All convention activities are subject to COVID-19 protocols. For more details, click on the 2021 PFRA convention link at profootballresearchers.org.
Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast.
We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. A special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Do you wish you knew more about the 100 seasons of the NFL? You're in luck because you found the Football History Dude podcast, where each episode is a journey back in time to learn about the rich history of the NFL. From the founding of the league in an auto showroom, all the way to what it is today, America's favorite sport and a behemoth of an industry. My name is Ernie Chapman. Football is my passion, and I want you to come along with me each week to explore the yesteryear of the gridiron. So hop on board my DeLorean, and let's get this baby up to 88 miles per hour.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.